Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worship team, thank you so much. Let's give them another hand clap. Glory be to God. Alana, thank you for your testimony. What else did you want to say that was going to be long? Because it was like, there were other things. Before the way was made. Okay. Those ones, we shall talk about them after the service. So don't go early. Rather, don't leave quickly. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So you're going in September, isn't it? Next month. Hallelujah. Carl, good to see you. Glory be to God. Hey, you know that our kids are in holidays? Yeah. That's why Carl is here. Where are the rest of holiday? Well, they are breaking off next week. Okay. How for us when holidays? Hallelujah. I was begun on Wednesday. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've had an interesting morning. My daughter, Eden, is going to Kenya, which is on her way now. So we had to drop her at school. The school said they're leaving at 7. So that means that you have to get at school before 7. So we go to school at 6:30. And of course, because we are dropping off a daughter, a girl, you couldn't leave until the buses would take off. So we stood there up to 9 a.m. Glory be to God. And I was going to preach. Okay? And because there were many parents were there, somehow I found myself in a clique of men. Men somehow, just like that, we found ourselves, we are men. And of course, you know what men would talk about when they were conspiracy theories. You know, grown-up men, man. Gray hair, while they're there talking about how Trump, that attempted assassination, it wasn't. They were just giving him a warning that don't dare mess us up. Then I said, but it is God who said, no way. These things, if they wanted to, they would have killed him. But they were just giving him a warning. Then what Elon Musk said, there was a guy there who was talking authoritatively, man. You try to argue him out. Hey, he puts you down real quick, man. He knows everything in the U.S., in America. You're Navy, man. Glory. And so that is the KB men were in. Okay? Meanwhile, ladies were with their children, holding them, praying prayers which never ends. Men are what? On rubbish. And now, if there was an opportunity, those men could be there the entire day, talking those things, Uganda, how, what, Museveni, what, wanting to keep, those are the things which men, what? Hallelujah. And so I was in that jazz. Can you imagine? From 7 to 9. Okay, and meanwhile, I'm going to preach, and I'm here listening to what? To lies. But men speak about them like they are what? Oral stuff, okay? Yeah, then I had to drive back my wife to home, then I had to get here. Hallelujah. But anyway, I'm here. Hallelujah. And I'll be traveling again because you have sent a girl to the country, and it's just nearby, okay? Kenya, St. Andrews. Yeah, so you have to go there, man. All parents can't show up, and you don't show up. Okay, so I'll travel on Tuesday. Thank God I've gotten someone to go with. I had booked a place I will stay, but I realized that I can actually stay in a better place with someone, and we split the cost. Glory be to God. You know the person. Hallelujah. So God has made the way for me. Hallelujah. Because what they had booked, I know it's real good. So now one person has dropped off. Now I can what? Isn't the Lord good? Glory be to God. Of course, I have to cough up any to contribute to the trip. Hallelujah. But that money I have, amen? God doesn't have to make a way. You right now you're being, what? Blasphemous. Yes, he didn't have to make a way. He already made, what? He already made a way. Hallelujah. So anyway, that has been my, what? Morning. Amen. So anyway, the worship team helped. Because you know when you are in that kind and you're going to preach, there's a way in which it can, what? Mess you up, especially in that jazz of, I know, Museveni, Wapa, Bukenya Sano, Skill, Unabanja, we can't win an election if it were like this, blah, 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 blah. Then Donald Trump, Elon Musk, you know. By the way, if you want to know anything that is happening in this world, in this country, just get in touch with Flora. She'll get you in touch with her brother. She also has a brother, man. I met him once. I knows everything. What's happening in churches, what's happening everywhere, government, everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But most men are like that, isn't it? Hey. Now, Kwezi, most probably, if he's not already that kind, he's what? You know, and they love the Lord. All right, but that's how men are what? Wired. Alan, that can be escaped for a week. What? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. That's why at times, you know, women understand this. That's why at times if you're like Esther is at home, your mother comes with your sisters, with your daughters. There's a point which Bruce will somehow unconsciously excuse himself. Okay? Because, man, he just can't handle your jazz now. Okay? I'll never forget when I was in medical school. I think I was in second year or first year. So we go for lunch. Okay, we go for lunch, gallery, okay, the dining room, and I sat not so close, but close to some girls who are in fourth year, okay, Justine, remember Justine, the ENT surgeon now, okay, so I sat next to them, yeah, next to her and some, and a friend of hers, and somehow, I happened to hear what they were talking about. And they were talking about avocado. What avocado can do to your skin, to your hair. And my, you know, And I was like, you mean in future someone will have to endure such jazz? People sit, serious women, and they're talking about avocado and their skins, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, so just imagine you're at home and you're there in avocado and your skin. Bruce, unconsciously, you know, you find himself what? Then when he meets Brian, man, on the roadside, man, it will be like now he has what? Will come alive, man. Then they'll start talking about Clinton, why, you know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, so now when your husband, you know, he wants to leave home and he's like, where? He also doesn't know where. But somehow just what? He wants to just go out there. At the gate you'll meet a man. Then they'll stand there for 2 hours. Never get out how the roads, what? Investments. You know, yes, and you will come back a better man. Hallelujah. So allow them. Amen. Glory be to God. Christina has jumped. Amen. If you don't allow them, they'll still go and get that jazz on their what? From their laptops. They'll go on BBC, what? Listen to lies, BBC, CNN, Al Jazeera. But they'll have some time, eventually, they have to meet a man with whom to compare notes. What they had on BBC. Hallelujah. The lies that they had on BBC. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. God is good. All the time, God is good. Hallelujah. Last week and this week, we are talking about loving him who loves us. Amen. Loving God who loved and still loves us and will always love us. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3 says that, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Glory be to God. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Amen. God has loved you with an everlasting love. Okay? And I need to emphasize that. Never forget that God loves you so much. Hallelujah. Even when you're going through a terrible time. Amen. Okay? Don't ever think, don't ever entertain a thought that the Lord is no longer with you. Okay? He says that when you go through the fire, okay, it won't burn, you know. When you go through the waters, I'll be with you. Amen? David says that even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, okay, the Lord is with you. Glory be to God. He's with you because he loves you. Amen? Even before you see the way that he has made, okay, he still loves you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 says that we love because he first loved us. Okay? That means, okay, that because God loves us, we should also love him. Okay, we should love him. And actually, he expects us to love him in return. Isn't it? He expects us to love. In fact, he expects it. It should be automatic. Glory be to God. Alana, isn't that so? Not Alana, sorry. Oria. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, I don't know why, ladies. The Orias of this world. Why, man, messing up their names, man? You might create an enemy for life, man. Like, I don't know why. Balo, have you discovered why their names are, man? But you do it at home, I'm sure. You call Esther Flavia, isn't it? Regularly. But don't they give you an eye that, like, for how long I want to... women, can someone explain why you operate like that? Mkwanzi, why? Anyway, glory be to God. Amen? Anyway, God expects us to love him in return, to reciprocate that love. Of course, we can't love him as much as he loves us. But he expects us to do what? To love him. Hallelujah. And how do we love him? The chapter that follows, the chapter that we read from, okay, verse 3 says that, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Okay? We love God first and foremost by keeping his commandments. Okay? And most of you know his commandments. All of you know the commandments which you actually know intuitively. Even before you ever read them in the Bible, or even before you ever heard about them. Okay, you knew that this is what God wants people to do. Okay, and this is what God doesn't want people to do. Glory be to God. So we love God first and foremost by keeping his commandments. For example, do not steal. Do not do what? Do not steal. Hallelujah. Do not steal. Okay? You love God by not stealing. Hallelujah. Okay? Many years ago, my first job, I was working in Chenjojo. Okay? My organization, the offices were in Molago, but they sent me to what? NSO. When I got there, there's a doctor I used to stay with. He was single, so I asked him for a room in his house. He allowed me, you know, and it was a great time. So anyway, I used to have conversations with him and his friends, other docs, district officials. Sometimes I would have lunch with them, district officials. And man, that's when I realized that this government thing, man, the way guys were discussing about stealing money, it was like discussing. I said, no, he's playing Manchester United today. Lunchtime, then they are discussing how to falsify receipts. Okay, and it was like all of them. Then they will tell you, basically, what from the cow. What, you know, it's like every one of them is in that stuff. And so, one time I tell this doc that I am going to become rich without ever stealing money. Okay? I said that one day I'll become so rich, but when I haven't stolen money. Then the guy looked at me, said, but it will take you a long time. Now, that guy is one of the doctors of Bank of Uganda. Okay, the guy said that's what? It will take you a long time. I think he just feared to say that it's impossible. All right? And so, one of the commandments, don't steal. Okay? So if you're like, but if I don't steal, will ever become rich? First of all, you don't have to become rich. You understand? You can be very satisfied in life, very happy in life, okay, when you're not rich. Of course, it depends on what your definition of rich is. You see, but you don't have to have lots of money. You don't have to have many houses and hotels and cars, and you're always on holidays to wherever, Spain, you know, You don't have to. You can be extremely satisfied, extremely, you know, You see, when you're, like, it's hard to convince young people what I'm saying, but that's the truth, okay? The young people, like the Esther, it's hard to convince them, all right? Yes, but you can't be without what? Having lots of money, okay? And the other thing is, God can make you rich without stealing. Hallelujah. Okay, without what? With stealing. And please remember, if you are a thief, okay, if you choose to become a thief, okay, you're going to end up in hell. You're going to end up in where? And now that's why Jesus said, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Basically, the ultimate, ending up in hell. Okay? And you see, you leave all these things here. Okay? And you end up in hell.
You understand? So yeah, you don't have to steal. You don't have to steal. Glory be to God. Okay, so anyway, loving God is first and foremost, primarily by keeping his commandment. Okay? And like we said last week, keeping the commandments, okay? Number one, it means we're taking them as something precious. Okay? It means to guard. You only guard something which is precious, okay? The English doesn't bring out the complete meaning of that word keep. It actually means to guard. Glory be to God. Okay? Number two, the commandments are not just don't steal, don't lie, okay, but all other instructions that the Lord gives you. Glory be to God. Through any means, maybe a dream, a vision, a prophecy, your inner witness. Eh? Okay, God speaks to you about something. Okay, that's a commandment, okay? And he would expect you to obey him. And in that way, you are loving him. Glory be to God. Okay? You remember there's a dream Joanne had in 2019, okay? In which she meets Rick Joyner and she wants to ask him that, how can I love God with all my heart? Okay? And Rick Joyner gets his a Bible, okay? And he tells her that if you want to obey God with all your heart, just do what this book says. Glory be to God. Then he adds and says that if you do that, you'll have loved the Lord with all your heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let us take the word of God, okay? The commandments of God very seriously. That's how we love him. That's how we love him who first loved us. Glory be to God. Quiz, are you listening to me? Yes. Please, you're blessed that you have learned these things when you are, when you're 18. You made 18, Or you're making 18 on Wednesday? But you have made 18. Glory be to God. When you round off, you are 18. You are like, you're joking. For me, I'm not 18. Those are the ladies. If you are men, you round off. Birthday tower one, it's no big deal. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? One of these days, I think I should do a PhD. What? Women, hallelujah. Then I come and advise some people accordingly to walk in wisdom towards their mothers and sisters and friends and wives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, let us reciprocate the love God has for us. Hallelujah. Again, the example I gave last Sunday is what I'll give today. The example of Solomon. Okay? When Solomon was born, God sends a prophet. Okay? Remember, Solomon is born and the father who names him Solomon. Then, at the same time, God sends a prophet, okay, to name that child Jedidiah. Glory be to God. And he says that because the Lord loved him, the Lord loved the child. Glory be to God. That is somewhere in, you don't have to go there, Mark, for reasons that you should have discovered last week. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay, so God says, let the child be named Jedidiah. I say, because the Lord loved him. That name means the Lord loves him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? And I believe it is one of the reasons why later in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, it says that, and Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon did what? Loved the Lord. Okay? Hallelujah. One of the reasons must be growing up, okay, he was told, okay, that when you are born, okay, the Lord loved you. And even sent a prophet to name you Jedidiah. Okay? So I believe he must have grown up with a love for God, okay, when he got to know that the Lord loved him. Glory be to God. And so he reciprocated that love. He said, the Bible says that, and Solomon loved the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, this is a CV. These are the things that you would want the Lord to say about you when you're gone. Okay? Not when you're going to hell, but when you're gone to heaven, to be with him. Down here on earth, okay, you should leave a legacy. Actually, you should leave a legacy with God, which he will always tell the people you have left behind. Okay? That Christine loved me. Hallelujah. You know, eh? Now, you're stealing money so that you can put up structures, buildings, buy cars, take your children to St. Andrews. Okay? So that when you die, guys can talk about you, man. You see, but I always say that, what does it profit you for people to talk about you when you're gone? You're gone. You're gone. So this whole thing, like that question, that what legacy do you want to leave? For me, by the way, I have what? Like, if I, you see, not that question. The question is, what would you want people to say about you when you're gone? For me, I always think about that question as, maybe I'm extreme, eh? But for me, I don't really care. You understand? And I don't have an answer for that, what? For me, all I care about is what God says about me. Glory be to God. You see, that's why people steal, because they're like, man, Bonofa, people will discover that you had nothing. You're going to get ashamed. Now, you're dead. You're what? You're dead. Now, what shame is there? You're gone. Hallelujah. You'll see one chairman coming and just wasting people's time at your funeral, talking about how what the man what helped us to build the road, but with stolen money. You're there burning in hell, but you wasted all your life so that when you die, people can say something about you. You understand? Now, if you live to please God, if you live to love God, okay, definitely you will leave a lot of good about you, isn't it? Okay? But sometimes, because the world, anyway, in fact, because the world is naturally anti-God, they might not even, what? Acknowledge those things. Okay? Like if you live to fight, if your assignment, for example, is to fight LGBTQ, then you die in the States, in Sweden. You think they're going to say, oh, this man was a good man, he fought LGBTQ. No, no, no. They will say this is one of, a hater has died. A hater. They call them haters. You see what I mean, eh? So even when you live for God, okay, it's not automatic that good things are going to be
is said about you. You understand? Okay? On the contrary, if you live for the devil, now, sometimes you read about the things people say when people die, when thugs die. You're like, is this a person we knew? And everyone knows that what they're saying, they're lying. If someone was a thief, someone was a thief, someone was this, But man, when they write, I love people, glory be to God. Okay? So please never ask me that one. That pastor, why do you want to be remembered for? I don't care. Now, maybe it's not wrong to want to be remembered for what? With something, I think it's not wrong, Yes, so you go ahead and get something for which you want to be remembered for. For me, I don't care. Glory be to God. All I care about is what God says about me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want God, when I'm gone, God to talk to you in dreams. To tell you that man, your pastor, that guy loved me. Hallelujah. Okay? That guy loved me. That's what I've been here. What you have to be remembered for. I don't care. Okay? Being remembered for things which God is not going to give you a reward. Because your motive for doing them was wrong. Being remembered that you're the chairman of a Rotary club, you gave wheelchairs. But Rotary clubs, you're just involved in obscenity. Those meetings. I've attended four, and by accident, okay? Two of them were in Jinja, one was in Bolivia, obscenities, that is their thing. And people know it, that's what happens there. Okay, obscene jokes, everything is what? Okay? Then you're there because you want to be remembered that you are in Rotaroba, where Ambuya. you're not going to be rewarded for that. And number two, most probably you're ending up in hell. Because they call them fellowships. Those are gatherings of theirs, obscenities just. Then they do things to be seen by men. You understand? It is to be seen. Okay? Everything they do, it has to be announced. Hallelujah. They're just social, social clubs. Hallelujah. Okay? I know right now I'm stepping on people's what? But for me, hallelujah. Okay, live for God. Live for who? Live for God. Okay, leave a legacy that man, that guy loved the Lord. Now, if God makes your love for him, the things you did for him, a public thing, well and good. When you die, people will talk about it. But you didn't live so that when you're gone, you're talked about. But in my opinion, I find that thing very shallow. Hallelujah. Every serious Christian should be living for this, not what they will say when they are gone. Okay? There are some of you, because for me, I've been what to be remembered that what? I finished high school, I went to university, I graduated, then I got a, then why, you know? You're living, building a CV which they will read on your what? Then we are violent again. Then, the things they say. What? Brother Namgongo, now again in Makere College. Brother Makere College, nakola what? Computer science. Bwale makere college mu computer eh ngatana gende makere mu mukunja yali mu kwaya abo bebazinira ukabaka buyachala. You see? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Meanwhile, you danced evil traditional dances. Glory be to God. Nekati olaba biba kuogera ke. Heaven can't even, they want even kids to ever learn those what? Dances. Imagine now get Uganda, just obscene stuff. Yeah? Which they used to welcome visitors at the airport. And you see the men watching. Men who are supposed to be what? Serious men. Heads of what? Heads of state. Be a bit of nula what? Baby zinira mazina. You know, very obscene stuff. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. At my daughter's school, you know it is owned by Christians. I tell Christians, real Christians. So they don't have those things, traditional, whatever stuff. Okay, so now, one day, we had a meeting on a certain Saturday, and parents were told to ask any question. So one lady puts up her hand and said, "Now, our children, we need to teach them the traditional things, what?" Okay? Now, when some parents heard that, they just put down their heads, man. Because we thought we were all right. And the Bambi, the owner of the school, the lady, she gets up, she gets a mic to answer that question or that one, that parent, or any to respond to that. She got her the mic, and she didn't know where to start from. You know, you could see she was like Bambi, but she had to say something. Then she said, "You know, you people, I was in Gaza High School. And all those things, you know, drama, whatever. But," then he said, "but as a Christian, when you whatever, most of those things, okay, you could see there were demonic stuff." Like there's a story, eh? And there's a song, attached to it, the song of, you remember, there's a story of a girl who lost her mother when she was young. But her mother hadn't taught her how to dig. Then what? Then the mother dies. And now whoever was taking care of her, the guardian, tells the girl, "You're supposed to dig." And by the girl would go to the what? Garden. But she didn't know how to dig. So she would whatever the hole there. Then she would call for her mother to help her. So there's a song. And it should be what? She would cry what? Then man. The hole would start what? They go on its own. That's a story, isn't it? Yeah. So we did those with demons, man. But now you see that the staff are now behavior, drama, what? Competitions. They're the songs you sing, then they die, who has won, you know? But with demons, all those songs, with dances, are just invoking what? With demons. Okay? You see what I'm, you see, eh? Okay, but where was I when I got to this? Hallelujah. Eh? It was what? The what? Yes, she responded to that and said, "No, you know,
We can't do this here. Okay? But of course, if you want your children to learn them, let them learn them, but not here. Glory be to God. Not here. Amen? Hallelujah. Anyway, yes. Anyway, you should be remembered for this. You should work towards, this should be the legacy you want to leave. Okay? That you love the Lord. That you did what? You love the Lord. Now, if the Lord told you to build a school and you built it, of course the world will know, isn't it? Okay? But you didn't build the school so that you can be remembered for the school. You know, you be so at your funeral. Yes, people will talk about it. He was a good man. He built a school. You understand? But you didn't live for that. You didn't spend all your energy so that you can be remembered, you know. Hallelujah. Okay? Like that's rubbish Muslims do. You sin. Then after you have sinned, you build a borehole. Because they have a doctrine that borehole, because forever people will be drinking what? Water from it. And that will what? Will cancel some sins. You understand? So you see, that's why you see, guys, you know, Ramadan, they give out eggs and bread. Okay? They're just trying to what? To atone for their sins. It's not because they love you, Balo. No kwa yomugati, amata, wah! Guys, what? They are balancing the equation. So that was like, Muslims are generous. Wappy, they are not. Okay, they just try. Why? And that's why they sin without caring. Because they know after I've sinned, I'll give someone a packet of what? Hey, Njagen in Zambia, hospital, patients, milk. Then they'll even get me on TV and they'll show the world. Okay, and the sins, you know, which I've committed, you know, will be what? Will cancel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, so Solomon loved the Lord. Hallelujah. And I suspect that one of the reasons why he loved the Lord, because when he was born, God sent a prophet that he should be named. The Bible says God loved him and sent a prophet to name him Jedidiah, meaning that the Lord loves him. Glory be to God. So anyway, we are saying that we should reciprocate God's love for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. In case you thought I was joking, let me say it again. I am not living to be remembered for anything. Hallelujah. I am living to love the Lord, for God to what? To love the Lord, so that when I get before him, he tells me that you loved me. What you guys will say about me here on earth, I don't care. Hallelujah. You see, when you start to live for what people will say about you when you're gone, you become a man pleaser. So you're there just to please what? People. You're there to do what people call good, isn't it? So that when you're gone, they'll talk about that good that you did. You understand? God hasn't told you to build a school. But because you want to be remembered for good things, what, you build a school. Then that money was for something else. Maybe it was an inheritance. You're supposed to live for your children. Kati kwe nozi, nozo nonela school. You waste it building a school. An apparently good thing. Okay, but God's like, I didn't say that.
But because you're there, you want to leave a legacy. What will people say about me when I'm dead? Hallelujah. If you're really a Christian, okay, and you're growing in the Lord, okay, your purpose for living should be to love him. Glory be to God. I know you're bored. Eh? You want me to change the subject. Hallelujah. But maybe that's what God wants you to hear today. Hallelujah. Okay? There's no greater thing you will ever do in this world than loving the Lord. Hallelujah. Than loving the Lord. Okay? And the greatest things you will do are the things which the Lord tells you to do for him. Not the things which people want here on earth. Eh? But what he tells you to do for him. Okay? So that means that you might live here when nothing big is being said about you. But God in heaven is like, that guy loved me. Hallelujah. And for all eternity, you'll be blessed because of that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Sometimes I look at Museveni, okay? People will remember him for what? He saved us from Amin and Obote and Lutwa. You know, he has the good things he has done. But I'm like, this guy, if he dies when he's not born again, you understand? It will just be us here, the world, the people who talk about him, the good things he did. But when he's what? Unleashing in where? In hell. And that is why, man, this Roman Catholicism, for me, doesn't do me good, man. When I think about its deception. Okay? Did you know a guy called Julius Nyerere? You heard about him. Okay? He wasn't born again. And from the things he did, I don't really think he was a good Christian. But like I told you some time ago, right now they are in the Catholic Church is in the process of making him a saint. You know that. It's called what? Beatification, about what? And some B word, some Q word. It's called what? Beatification, eh? Hey, I got it right. You know, Catholic Church, now they are on the last stage. Okay? They have ticked all their boxes, making Julius Nyerere a saint. So that, and when they make you a saint, now people will start praying through you. So a time is coming when guys will start, Saint Julius Nyerere will pray for us. In fact, they will assign him a department. Because all saints have what? Like there's a department for academics, there's a saint for farmers, there's a saint for what? There's a saint for families, there's a saint for what? Being in your, there's a saint for journalists. No, it's the truth. I learned all those things because I listened to some radio in Toro where I get to hear all those things. There's a saint for journalists. Okay, so Julius, I think, Nyerere, maybe will be a saint for politicians. Yeah. So you see now, and that teaches the Catholics who are still alive that you can sin as much as you want. But then you just do some good things, just contribute to a cathedral, and you are baptized when you're young, so you're a Christian. Yeah, because you're a good guy. Okay, you had weaknesses, you are a thief like Nabanja or whoever.
But you used to give us some of the money. When we needed money, you would bring home 70 and you would contribute for us. Yes, we know that you used to eat some of the money, all of it we never reached. But yeah, you are not so bad. You're a Christian. You're baptized when you're a baby. You're a Christian. So when you die, you go to purgatory. It's not a very good place, but and while you're there, we who are still, we'll be praying for you so that you get out and you go to heaven. That is the rubbish Catholics are fed every day. Hallelujah. That is why you see them in government, whatever they're doing, they don't care, man. Steal money, they don't care. Muja basavira. And you might even make them saints. You understand? You might make them saints. Glory be to God. Okay? So that's why you say, well, I'm living to be remembered. You know, my Namgongo knows me, you know. Glory be to God. So anyway, let us take the example of Solomon. Because the Lord loved him, okay, he also loved the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Loving the Lord, greatest thing you'll ever do for God. Hallelujah. It is the greatest, according to the scriptures, loving the Lord. Not living to be remembered. That is very shallow. When you start to live to be remembered, you're going to live for people. Because you see, your thing is what people will say about me, isn't it? What people will say about me when I'm going. That means that you're going to live for people, to do things for people. Okay? That means that you're just going to become a man pleaser. Okay? You want to do this, but you realize people don't want it. Like God says, do this. But you realize people don't want it. So you don't do it. Because you just want to do things which people will talk about when you're gone. Instead of living for God. Okay? Living for God when you're gone, he'll be saying, he loved me. When you get to heaven, in fact, heaven will be so excited to receive you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So that man, when you enter heaven, okay, God will get whoever. Okay, God will get you and call all the other saints in heaven and say, this is the guy I used to tell you about. Glory be to God. That's a chap I used to tell you about. Hallelujah. Amen. Here on earth, maybe you are not even buried. Yeah? You are not even buried, man. They stoned you and they are like, let him rot there. But you are in heaven, man. God is talking about you. Hallelujah. The Kenneth Hagins come to see you. You're like, you're the one who outdid us. Wow, Kongs, man. We thought we loved the Lord, but the Lord told us, man, you outdid us. Glory be to God. Do the things you should be thinking. When we say love you, when you're sitting down the tree. Today, mukati. Hallelujah. Okay, this is the greatest thing. Loving the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord. How? By obeying the commandments of God. The statutes of his father. Amen? Yes, I remember which year was it? Was it 2018 or 2019? Yeah, 2018, December. Okay? It was 3 months after our 4th anniversary as a church. So 2018. Yeah, 3 months after celebrating our 4th anniversary. I had a dream. I've shared this here before, and it's on the website. I had a dream, and in this dream I was with Joanne, okay, your wife. And then I saw a certain gentleman I studied with in primary school. Okay? Yes. Okay? 1989. That's when we did that. I met him again like 5 years ago. From 80, you know, he's called Andrew Kezara. Okay, now, in the dream, I saw Andrew, okay, and his head was all white, okay, like Dennis Mujimba's mom's head. Okay, it was all white, gray hair, white. Okay. Then I told Joanne in the dream that that guy was the best in our PLE. Okay? Now, in real life, I didn't know that was the best, like in my school in PLE. But now it comes out in the dream. You know, there are times when God gives you some info in a dream and you wonder, what is this for now? But sometimes there's a purpose, right? To wait. So God was telling me, now you see, I am an old man. Why do I have to know that some guy was the best in my class in PLE? Eh? Anyway, but God just gives you that info for reason which maybe it is just for just. Like a friend just tells you some info just for just. Oh, it can prove important one day. You know, eh? Hallelujah. Okay? That is why every election, eh? Okay? We shouldn't go into this. How in a dream in 2011, God showed me in a dream before the elections that he wanted Museveni to come back. That means that he was basically, because of the potholes, you are off. You are not sinners, but you are off. 2016, I get another dream. And in this dream, that time, Umbonye had prophesied that God wants Museveni out. And I believed him, you know. Then I get a dream. And I think I was in a taxi, and I'm with Museveni. And Museveni, who tells me, I have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In fact, for me, I vote, by the way. I'm not like you, just shout, for me, I vote, man. Okay? I vote, and Mbang is primarily to vote Museveni. Potholes in Zilaba, corruption in Mulaba, but God has said, full stop, your analysis of what, how he's going to rig elections, those are true, but those are yours. For me, God has what? Okay? 2021, before 2021 comes, I go to God. I ask him, God, in 2011, one number. 2016, one number. Now, who should I vote? Okay? So that time, I get a dream. You remember that dream, eh? Okay? We shared it when, what? And you pee, what? Chagulani, people were beating. But when I'm like, I said, no, so in this dream, there was a football match. I don't know whether it was at Nambole. Okay? There was a football match. And Uchagulani was the keeper for one team. Okay? I didn't see the players of this team and the other team. But I only saw Uchagulani, the keeper, when your team. So that evidently means the party he represents. So the match begins. Okay? The match begins. Then at a certain point, never kuba Chagulani goal. Eh? He dived. You know what they call ukapet? Mkwanzi, ukapet goal. You'll ask your dad. Kwezi, you know it? Kapet. Ukapet means like a carpet. So, Chagulani dived.
Then the God entered. Celebration, man, in the crowd, you know. Then they continued again, play. Then they hammered him exactly the same goal, okay? Goal number two. Clean. That's a significant word, isn't it? Clean goal. Now, when the match ended, okay, Chagulanyi decided to run into the stands, okay, so that he can beat up all fans of the opposing team. You understand? And God let me know that Chagulanyi bagenda mukuba clean. But his strategy is post-election violence. He's saying that Bamubie. So that was his plot. Post-election what? Violence. And remember, I told you guys to pray. That is the game plan. In fact, I saw myself running and jumping, you know, like crossing a road, you know, That was his game plan. Okay, fools. That what Banzibie what, you know? You there, you're going to die for a man who is on his own agenda. Okay? You remember blood was shed. But more blood was going to be shed after the elections. Okay? But Christians prayed. Okay? So remember, that was when Sirada, Apostle Joshua, had a dream. When he saw, what was it? Yes, there's a being he saw up in the skies, okay, drinking blood using a stone. Big thing in the heavens, drinking blood, okay? Then they tried to shoot it down. I think it failed, okay? Then, if I remember right, in the dream, Serada gathers leaders, pastors. Then they shot down the thing. Glory be to God. That is why, but we survived. Okay? Yeah. Now look where I've gone. Hallelujah. We survived. Okay? And you see, because Museveni is the incumbent, it was going to be blamed on him. That's what usually happens, okay? The most powerful is one to be blamed. Like this Israel thing. Because Israel is more powerful than Palestine, Israel is in the wrong. But you see, hallelujah. Then you remember, sometime this year, I think it was, Joseph Unsubga from Deliverance Church gets a dream, okay? And in the dream, you remember, that was a day Chagulanyi was coming into the country. And they had gathered guys to march from the airport. And that morning, meanwhile, Nsubuga didn't know anything about what? Chagulanyi's return into the country. Okay? Nsubuga gets a dream. Okay? And in the dream, a former president, in fact, he said it was Binaisa, okay, was coming back into the country. Okay? Then, it's on the net, isn't it? Mark, isn't it? Uh-huh. Then, God in the dream who told him that he's a dead man. He's a dead man. There is death around him. Then he told him that even all the people around him are dead men. You remember that dream? Uh-huh. So you can see now, it shows you what kind of, this Chagulanyi man, okay? Remember here, this is a church, okay? A church, and you all know my heart, so I'm not getting into those, what? Tribal things that are, because you're not a Muganda, what? Okay? But you see, I'm not living to be what? To be, remember, why that guy was a nice pastor. Yeng around is a government. What? No. But Pastor Barabasi is a yeng. Around is a government. A government. You understand? For me, I'm just. You see, always, as a Christian, before you start making noise, first find out, where is God? Where is what? Mukama Luwa. Okay? And ask that question when you really want to know the answer. And if you really want to know the answer, he will tell you. He will tell you, the man. And then what? And then you also, shoo, you go that side. Glory be to God. So God was saying, you can even, this is one of the things when God communicates two different things in one dream. You remember, in that dream, okay, Bina Isa was coming back into the country. Okay? Bina Isa who died. Okay? And God said, that's a dead man. So now, that gives you some understanding of where Bina Isa might be. You understand? Okay? But in the dream, God was talking about Chagulani. Because later, okay, the guy also Chagulani in the dream. Okay? And so you can see now, that much from the what? Blood was going to be shed. Death, because the guy has a spirit of death about him. Blood was going to be shed. People were going to die. You see, okay? That spirit was going to cause whatever, the security, whatever, you know, You see, Can't you be there shouting, why NUP, you know, There is a reason why the guy chose the color red. You understand? Not that red is always bad. Glory, say amen. Okay? But someone can choose it for a certain one. Basically, for I don't know how many years. But not even up to now, you can count the number of people who died when Basically. Whatever, you understand, the four times they didn't clock what 50, but this guy comes once, and those number of guys died. You see, because for him, that's one of the things he has come to cause death. That's how he's getting into what power, and not his blood, people's blood. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And the point is, let us love the Lord, let us reciprocate the love that God has for us. Let us live for God. Let us be like Solomon. God loved him and he also loved the Lord back. But of course we know that at a certain point he lost the plot, isn't it? But there was a time when he walked with the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can find that I've said all these things when God is just trying to say that Kags is coming back. I don't know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, apologies. I was telling about Kezala. You remember? The guy who had... Yes, so when I showed Joanne, that guy, and I said, that guy was the best in our what? P7. Then Joanne, who told me that the gray hair, the white, you know, on the guy's head, it represents the wisdom with which you spoke at the anniversary service. Okay? Now, what did I talk about that fourth anniversary? I talked about loving God. Glory be to God. Months later, God said that is the way. Then he uses a girl, of course, who was the best. You see, Because in the dream I say he was the best. Then all his hair, white, which in the Bible means wisdom, So God was saying that is loving him is the highest form of wisdom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Moses said, surely I have taught you statutes and judgments just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Therefore, be careful to observe them, the commandments. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples
who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And as you know, loving the Lord means obeying his commandments. So you can see wisdom of the highest order is keeping the commandments of God. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have a great weekend.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.